Mr. President, members of council, this morning I wanted to first review with you three House bills that we're watching carefully in the House of Representatives. As we briefly discussed last week, House Bill 194, I refer to it as the casino bill, is a bill that was introduced in the House and scheduled to be worked on the House floor about 3 weeks ago, but it was postponed. There have been a number of amendments, as you can see from the document that I gave you on Friday. At least a dozen or more amendments have been offered for this House bill, so consequently, I'm sure there'll be a lot of discussion and work on this bill before it passes. But I wanted you to be aware of the one amendment that I was asked by our leadership to support, and that is Amendment 3 to Amendment 5. And it's included in your package. And with it is a supporting letter from our council president that I think clarifies what at least his intentions were to offer this word of caution from Sussex County as this bill is being considered. This bill, while it would have ramifications of the possibility of a casino being added to the landscape in Sussex County, did not allow for Sussex County to participate in deciding where it might be located. The amendment that we supported would give this council the opportunity to appoint members to a selection committee. And that was the real thrust behind our amendment. So I wanted you to see that. I won't bore you with all the wording, but it's all there in front of you. That bill is not scheduled on a House agenda currently. I don't know when it will be worked, but I will keep an eye on it daily. So if the sponsors, Representative Schwarzkopf and Senator Venables, decide to bring this bill back to the House floor for consideration, I will certainly be there to monitor its progress with your advice. So if you have other comments that you'd like me to be aware of, please let me know, either now or at a future time.
As you recall, we put this on the agenda this week so that we could further discuss it. That bill came up suddenly.
Right.
We were on vacation.
Right.
The council president with the administration took action, but it's now the appropriate time to modify that direction if
right.
the council feels so. Mr. Cole.
Where is the exact wording in here? Is it in this, what you handed out to us today about that?
The House Bill 194 has an amendment, Amendment 5, which is attached.
In the first page here? Where
on the first page of Amendment 5, down under Section B, line 17, it says, this is an amendment, a five-member Sussex County Lottery Redevelopment Committee and a five-member City of Wilmington Redevelopment Committee are hereby established for the sole purpose of designating the location of and awarding a license to operate video lottery casinos in Sussex County and the City of Wilmington, respectively. The Sussex County Committee shall be comprised of the Director of Delaware Economic Development Office, the Secretary of Finance, a retired judicial officer of the Delaware Courts, appointed by the governor, a retired banker, and at least 12 years experience in finance, appointed by the governor, and a retired law enforcement officer appointed by the governor, who shall also designate one of the members as the chair. The City of Wilmington shall be comprised of two members appointed by the mayor of Wilmington, one member appointed by the president of Wilmington City Council, the Delaware Secretary of Finance, and Director of Economic Development Office, who shall serve as the chair. The members of each committee shall be appointed within 30 days. The point is, the governor appoints your committee, the City of Wilmington appoints their committee. We were trying to bring balance with our amendment to give you opportunity to make
okay.
those
appointments. Okay, appointment. Where's our amendment? Is it in
your amendment is the next one behind it, which will
next
be...
Next bill? Wait. Okay, that's what I'm trying
is,
to read. Our amendment.
It is Amendment 3 to Amendment 5, and the synopsis of this amendment is as follows. This amendment is an attempt... I'm sorry. This amendment is an amendment... removes the retired official judge and banker, retired law enforcement officer, and appointed by the governor from the Sussex County Lottery Development Committee, and replaces them with two members appointed by Sussex County president and one member appointed by the vice president of Sussex County. So it gives you, the president, and the vice president of Sussex County the same opportunity to appoint designees for the
committee.
Say
that again. One member
Let me read it to you slower. I ran right through that.
By the president?
It's in the packet, in here.
This amendment to...
But I'm a little slow.
Okay, I read it too fast. Let me slow down.
Give me time.
This amendment to an amendment removes the retired judicial officer, retired banker, and retired law enforcement officer, all appointed by the governor, from the Sussex County Lottery Redevelopment Committee, and replaces them with two members appointed by the president of Sussex County Council and one member appointed by the vice president of Sussex County Council. It also designates the Secretary of Finance as the chair of the Sussex Committee. That would be the same portion as Wilmington has. Wilmington has the mayor making two appointments and the president of council making one, and here we'd have two and one.
But we're not going to have casinos in the county. We have a moratorium.
That's exactly how it was explained to me as to why we weren't included. And I asked Representative Schwarzkopf why he had authored the bill in that fashion. His response was the three possible locations that would be in Sussex County are all in a municipality.
Right.
And I didn't feel that the county government needed or wanted to be involved in that process. That's what he told me.
That's what I thought, too.
I guess got one comment on now that I've seen the actual wording of it. I don't have any problem with the council being involved, but I think that we ought to just put that the strike about the two members being appointed by the president and one member by the vice president and just say three members appointed by the Sussex County Council.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Is there a second?
All right, a second.
Motion and a second. Is there
And the reason is it just... I think as we've appointed committees, we've always done it that way. That's historically how we've approached putting people on things, because we all do it. The mayor of Wilmington, it's a different type of system that they have. And down here in Sussex County, we don't have that kind of system. We are a council.
All right. This language, I believe, was offered to us to mirror up north. I think traditionally the council has acted as a body, and I think it's an appropriate adjustment to our proposal. Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, I would like to say that this letter that you sent on the 13th, you're writing on behalf of the Sussex County Council. You didn't have a vote to authorize. You were not authorized to write this letter on the 13th of April. I was not in favor of that amendment at all.
Okay, you're
on.
You
might say on behalf of the majority if you feel you have the votes somehow. I don't know. It wasn't done in public.
Okay, you're on the record. We have a motion on the floor. Is there any further discussion?
Let me clear this up with Joan and Sam.
Oh, let's take the vote.
Oh, let's take the vote, please.
I hear where you're going, Mr. Wilson, and if we want to after this vote, we can revisit it. But I have a feeling this vote is going to clear things up. If there's no further discussion, we'll call the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Is there any further discussion on this topic?
No. Let me clear this up.
Mr. Wilson.
What you just said, Joan. You said it doesn't represent this council. If I had voted no, and Vincent voted no, and the other three had voted yes, if we went back saying this council approved it, and this is what they wanted done. It doesn't have to be a majority. It has to be the majority.
Careful,
but
Sam.
But it doesn't have to be 100%.
We're still in a democracy here.
It doesn't have to be 100%.
Huh?
It does not have to be 100%.
No, I think the problem is the wording maybe was poorly done. He chose the wording saying representing the county council.
George?
In this particular letter, he didn't have any kind of formal thing. We can't vote behind closed doors. So I think it's just that as the president of the county council, he should have written a letter possibly, and that would have cleared
it. Mr. Godwin.
Let me interject that the wording of Amendment 3 was offered by Representative Dan Short.
I mean his letter. I think she was referencing his letter.
I understand that.
Who wrote that amendment?
The amendment was written and offered by Representative Dan Short.
He wrote it? Yes. It was written up in Dover?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He wrote it and had it offered before I had a chance to do the same. But my point is, the wording, what you'd like to have is the wording changed to three appointments by Sussex County Council,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That is
that's
the motion
not a problem.
That's been approved.
She just referencing, I think, Vance's letter. I think that irregardless of that, I think it's a good point that we have a committee that's...
Right.
And we'll put people on it.
I think we all do.
So we're going in the right direction.
Yep.
Right. Maybe we didn't get there.
Next issue, Mr. Godwin.
Two other bills. House Bill 352 is relatively new on the scene. This act would delete state code requiring a permit from a commission comprised of the county sheriff, county council president, and the clerk of the peace to approve for camp meetings and other outdoor religious meetings. I don't know who, well, I do know who introduced it, but I don't know what the ambition is behind.
Who introduced it?
I don't have that in front of me. So I don't have it in front of me.
The primary sponsor was Walls?
Yeah, Bob Walls and Representative Brady and Senator Katz. So I haven't talked with them since the bill's introduced, so I really don't know why it was brought forward, whether it was a complaint or some issue. So I don't have any more information for you on that bill. I do plan to leave here as soon as I'm done.
Walls from? In the
Milford.
Milford.
Milford, okay.
Uh-huh. I don't know if there's been some issue with these outside meetings or if folks would simply like to be able to have them without going through a permit process.
Revivals and things like that.
What it sounds like to me, yes. But I am watching.
Does this transfer any authority away from the county to another body, or is this simply?
Well, no, it just drops it.
A deregulatory effort.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's just a deregulatory situation.
So they won't need a permit?
No.
Okay. Right, okay. That's just.
Yeah, they would. If 352 passes, there would no longer be a requirement for these.
I mean, it seems like a free speech issue that I suspect we support.
I think that the only concern could be like we do with yard sales or these tents where I think Lawrence gives a 3-day permit or something. I guess it could become a problem if a religious outdoor, meetings went on for 3 or 4 months, and it's and the property doesn't have to be zoned properly for these revivals to take place, as I've seen, or whatever the event may be. So the only concern I could see is if there wasn't some kind of a time frame possibly on these that they don't need a permit if it's going to be, one of these traveling type of operations,
that,
as opposed to somebody who could see a loophole here and set up a permanent, church under a tent in a field, and it just...
Well, I hope to see Representative Walls this afternoon, and I wanted to ask him what his motives were, where the bill came from.
Over here, I make a motion that we accept it as is.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second? You'll second it?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion and a second to accept support of that ordinance as read by Mr. Goblin. Any discussion?
Mr. President, may I make
yes.
a comment?
Yes,
I believe the reason for dropping this is now the counties have zoning ordinances in place to deal with issues such as those, as opposed to bringing in a sheriff who traditionally does not have zoning authority, the county council president, and a clerk of peace.
So you're saying it'd become a zoning issue?
Right.
Okay.
And it's covered in our code? Is what you're saying?
It would traditionally be a type of matter that should be handled by zoning. As opposed to a sheriff or a clerk of peace.
Okay, but let me just say, the hypothetical is we have out on Route 9 in a field a service or whatever you want to call it, activity going on, and it starts lasting, say, a month after month after month, and it's been tolerated because it's free speech, but are we permitted, you're saying, under our zoning code that we could send out inspectors and say cease and desist because it's not zoned properly for these types of things?
Do we have any...
thing in our code that would address it?
I believe that there would be issues that you could address now because, for example, if you place a church in certain areas, there it is permitted uses in certain areas, so you would still go back to the zoning code.
Whether or not we have it in the code currently doesn't prohibit us from modifying the code at some point. This probably was pre-1972 when we started
probably.
Our zoning
probably.
Efforts, so now we do have the authority to regulate it, so that's I think the attorney is
suggesting. Sam, a bunch of warlocks, or what do they call them, could be out here,
Yeah. We have a motion on the floor.
Satan worshipers.
Anything else? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
The final bill that I wanted to speak with you about is House Bill 333. It's on today's agenda, so I do need to go to Dover as soon as I get done with you. But this bill is the one that we initiated that will allow us to use the JP Court to enforce sewer connections rather than going through the Court of Chancery. We still have the option to use the Court of Chancery, but the JP Court will be faster and probably less expensive for us, and it won't bottle up the Court of Chancery, so we won't be standing in line with many other people waiting to get through that system.
Get up there as quick as you can.
And you are recommending we support this. I have a motion on the floor to support it. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Benson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
I wanted to just briefly remind you that I'm also monitoring about 10 other bills They were in your previous report in February, legislative report, so I'm still watching all of those bills. And there are two other bills, House Bill 206 and Senate Bill 160, that are basically housekeeping bills, but they have to do with building code. One requires the plumbing code to be upgraded, which we don't expect for anyway. And another one it has to do with energy issues, which is something that we're in the process of doing. So as those bills progress, I'll be sure to give you reports on them. But there are about 10 other pieces of legislation that I'm monitoring.
Okay.
Okay?
Good job.
Thank you. If it's okay with you, I'll move forward to our issue with the RFP.
Please.
Okay. I want to bring Joe Thomas forward. He's our expert, as you know, on emergency operations. This is our county accepted plan that's been in place for 6 years. We are planning to upgrade and update the emergency response plan, and I'm going to let Joe explain to you why we're proposing to do this with this RFP.
The emergency operations plan basically on paper documents how we respond to emergencies within the county government, how the county government responds. For instance, the blizzard. Everything that we did more or less was documented on how it's handled, how it's progressed. You as council president have certain authorities, me as emergency operations director, the county administrator, and it spells this out. Since 2001 and 9/11, the National Response Plan and National Emergency Management System continuously changes, is modified and updated. And our plans need to reflect that, because although this plan is not mandated by FEMA, there's funding attached to this document. If we don't have this document in place and updated, they can say some of our federal funding stream may not be available. So it's been 6 years. The National Response Plan has changed, and NIMS has changed greatly. And the way we respond to these incidents, we felt we needed to upgrade this plan. It was done in 2004, and prior to that, it was 1992. And Mr. Godwin and myself and even Mr. Baker have met with several of the towns through SCAT, and they've been very supportive of us going out for this venture, because this actually helps them, because we support their activities during an emergency. Although there's not a lot of resources some of the smaller towns bring to the table, they still work very closely with us.
Thanks. This RFP is a concerted effort. Joe and I, Andrea Wall, Everett Moore, and one of his associates have worked on this, because the last RFP that we had was relatively antiquated, so we sort of redesigned this from the ground up. But this RFP, I assure you, along with Mr. Everett's support, that it is done in a legal fashion, and it has incorporated in it all the requirements that we use with other RFPs, such as insurance and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So we would like your approval to advertise this.
What kind of cost do you expect associated with this?
We're expecting it to cost somewhere in the vicinity of $50,000.
Is that a budget item?
Yeah, for the RFP.
What type of organizations are likely to respond?
I wish I could answer that. I can tell you the last time, that's one of the things we've struggled with over the last few months, designing this new RFP. Last time it was done by one individual, a lady named Peg Hess, and I have not been able to find her. Jamie Turner from DEMA has not been able to tell me where to find her, but I really don't know who to tell you we should expect as bidders.
Who will you send this to?
I think you will find some consultant firms who specialize in emergency planning, and basically what they are I shouldn't use the term retired, but former emergency managers who've dealt in this before. If you remember back in February, we had an update to our hazard mitigation plan that we advertised, had public meetings. We had a consultant firm out of Virginia that was paid through federal dollars down funneled through the state. There's probably six or seven that I know of off the top of my head that would be that are interested in seeing this RFP.
Six or seven consultants that you'll be mailing this directly to, as well as advertising.
Yes.
On our website.
Mm-hmm.
This would include evacuation procedures as well?
Well, the evacuation routes, the evacuation plan is done by the Department of Transportation.
Okay, so that's not
included. It's already part of their transportation management plan.
Okay.
One thing that we are proposing to do in this review is to to offer better access to the towns so that our towns can hook into us and into our system maybe quicker and faster, more efficiently. We think that particularly the coastal towns are very vital to a storm.
Yes.
And we need to be able to offer a quick connection to the Dewey Beaches and the Fenwick Islands and places of that nature. And in many cases, like with the storms we had this winter, they tend to drop back a few yards into our EOC anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to facilitate that in the plan maybe a little better than it is now.
Okay.
We've mentioned FEMA. Is there any federal criteria related to Homeland Security?
Well, FEMA falls under Homeland Security, so you're basically under the same umbrella. I will tell you that I've talked to Mr. Baker and Mrs. Webb. There is grant money available to reimburse us for some of the expense on this as well.
Okay. There was a meeting scheduled this winter that had to do with something similar to this.
I think what you're referencing is the hazard mitigation plan.
Yes.
That is a required 5-year update through FEMA. And if we don't have that plan updated every 5 years, when we have a disaster like we just had with the blizzard, it's either 10 or 15% of the total disaster declaration goes to mitigation money. So we're actually going to be eligible for that money this time around. If we don't have that plan in place, we're not eligible.
But we're talking two separate
documents. Yeah, unfortunately, it's two separate documents. There is some federal funding that we can apply for, but we have to have this in place in order to do it.
Gotcha. Any other discussion before we entertain a motion to authorize the RFP to update the all-hazards emergency operation plan? Not, I'll entertain that motion.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
A motion and a second to authorize request for proposal to update all hazard emergency operation plan. Any discussions? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Ashman.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm here before you to request permission to prepare and post notices for a extension of the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. It's for a project known as H&D Townhouses. tax map reference 134-16-701-702-703. The parcels are located along the south side of Beaver Dam Road. These are three parcels that are a portion of a larger project, the balance already being in the sanitary sewer district and on the north side of Beaver Dam Road. There's about five parcels there. They are in Mr. Cole's Councilmatic District. Concept sewer plan was approved in March of this year, and a request was received shortly after that from David L. Myers, the engineer from George Miles and Bure. the parcels have been annexed into the town of Millville and rezoned from an AR1 to R residential with conditional use for RPC. The total expansion size is about 3.2 acres, and the area requesting is contiguous to the existing sanitary sewer district. Property owners will be subject to system connection charges of $5,669 per EDU based on rates until June 30th of this year. Public hearing is scheduled for June, tentatively scheduled for June 8th, 2010 at a regularly scheduled council meeting.
So it's within the town of Millville?
It's in the town of Millville, yes.
They don't have their own facilities?
Nope.
No. Okay.
And where's this sewage going?
This will go to South Coastal.
South Coastal. Any questions of Mr. Ashton?
South Coastal.
Yeah.
Everything south of the inlet goes to South Coastal.
You have a motion, sir?
I do have a motion. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District to include properties of Peter Demery II, Felix Mendina, and Carlos Velasquez part of a project known as H&D Townhouses along Beaver Dam Road, as presented on April 20th, 2010.
Somebody to make the motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
Anyway, have a second. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Mr. Lang.